In Minneapolis, I'm Emily Bright. The story of the Minnesota author who revolutionized children's picture books begins with a trip into a cavern.
So now we're going to go 90 feet below the surface.
This is Lisa von Drasek. She's the curator of the Children's Research Library at the University of Minnesota.
I'm just going to turn with the lights, and now it's very dark.
Wow, this is a lot. Oh, this just keeps going. Filed among these floor-to-ceiling shelves are 7 to 8 boxes with artist notebooks, editorial artwork, and photos of a sassy woman in a 1920s flapper haircut. That woman is Wanda Gogh. And I was here to find out one thing. Wanda Gogh, what makes her cool?
Well, there's a lot that makes her cool. She really is the artist that created the modern American picture book.
Gogh wrote and illustrated Millions of Cats in 1928, and it's never been out of print. Millions of Cats changed the way picture books were made.
Wanda Gogh created picture books that integrated the physical text, the story with the pictures.
Before that, children's books had separate pages of illustration inserted into books, like a break in the story. Gogh made the two work together on the same page spread. Her brother hand-lettered the text.
So we're looking at this pen and ink across the page. I'm looking at the one where she says, "If only we had a cat," sighed the very old woman. "I will get you a cat, my dear," said the very old man. Now that's on the left-hand side of the page. And then our eyes sweep across the horizontal page. And he set out over the hills. And right above those words, you see him setting out over the hills. And you see the hills rolling above the text. And you see the clouds rolling above the hills. And the man is walking to the right so that our eyes go to the next page. And when we turn the next page, the intention of her was to say, whoa, to this picture. Because suddenly we see cats here, cats there, cats and kittens everywhere. Hundreds of cats, thousands of cats. Millions and billions and trillions of cats.
The words are stacked in columns when the very old man stands still, looking for the prettiest cat. They march across the page as he and the cats go home. Every placement pushes you to turn the page. People hadn't thought to do that before.
The art form of the picture book in words and pictures is all intentional.
How does she know this?
Okay, you said, what's the coolest thing? I could just, like, cry how cool this is.
In the library reading room, von Drasek pulls out the first printed copy of Millions of Cats. It's a 90-year-old proof copy for the author. Scrawled across the black and white pages is Gogh's neat cursive in red pencil. All last-minute corrections.
There is not a page where she is happy. She wants all of the text moved up the page. She doesn't like where it is, and she needs this one line moved to the right. We turn the page. She says, be careful that these two pages match in the center. She was a perfectionist in the best sense of the word because she knew exactly how she wanted this book to look when you first held it in your hand.
All her corrections were made.
On one page, she actually writes, okay, okay.
Now, 90 years after its publication, a book read by millions and billions and trillions of readers still delights.
And it was a very pretty cat after all, said the very old woman. It is the most beautiful cat in the whole world, said the very old man. I ought to have known, for I have seen hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats, and not one was as pretty as this one.
Nor few as rule-breaking and successful. For KFAI, I'm Emily Bright.